Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the HRJ Network. I am your host, Hanif R. Jordan, and I just love that music in the background, don't you? That is from Axe Production. Yes, they did our intro. Loving it, as always. Anyhow, everybody, today we have the lovely Carol Starr Taylor, international bestseller, author of Life in Pieces from Echoes. And I really want to dig into her book, but I want to talk to her about her group that she founded called the Traveling Sisterhood and how much sisterhood means to her. Okay, so I want to really talk about that and get into her story, of course. But also, Carol has recently given birth to her passion, and that is Creative Publishing Group. We want to talk about that as well, making your voice heard. This is what she's doing besides her Traveling Sisterhood group and her book that came out as well, The Life in Pieces from Echoes. So I'm loving that. Please excuse my voice today, you guys. I'm a little bit under the weather, but hey, that won't stop me. But for right now, we're going to take a small break as usual because we have our sponsors. So Magerian Publishing, we're going to go ahead and get into that.
Magerian Publishing is a boutique bookshop. We're concentrating on the digital publishing outlooks as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, visit MagerianPublishing.com.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Gavilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the HRJ Network. I am your host, Hanif R. Jordan, and today our lovely guest is Carol Starr Taylor, international best-selling author, Life in Pieces from Echoes. Chaos. Ooh, why am I keep saying Echoes? Chaos, you guys. See how it is when you're feeling under the weather. Please forgive me. Anyhow, with no further ado, welcome, Carol. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Hanif. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I cannot wait till we get into this book and talk about what life in pieces from chaos means to you. And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, you know, your publishing, living your dreams, and, of course, the Traveling Sisterhood, which I met you in.
Yeah.
I became a part of. So let's get into it. Let's tell the audience a little bit about who you are first. Who is Carol Starr Taylor?
Okay, well, I am a lover of people. For me, new experiences, I'm a high vibe person. I love amazing energy and energies around me. I'm an inspirational speaker. I love to inspire others, and each and every day I'm grateful and blessed. And if I can inspire one person, I'm blessed. And I know that I have many followers out there and people that that I want to that reach out to me and want to build up, and that's, you know, I'd love to make everybody feel like a rock star.
Absolutely, because as women in general, we are that. We are rock stars. If we could tap into our inner self, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about you. Can we talk, before we get into your book, let's talk about the traveling sisterhood, about
okay.
this global, you know, growing community that you have. Let's
mm-hmm.
talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what actually motivated you to start this wonderful group?
Okay, well, it goes back, actually, and I do briefly touch on that in my book. I was at a point where, in my life, where I felt completely and utterly alone, and I was alone. And I realized something that, you know, as I was sitting in my car crying and basically hit rock bottom, I realized that there must be people out there that are just like me.
Mm.
And I truly said, I said it out loud, so I put it out to the universe, and it didn't manifest, actually, for a few years later. And I said, if it's in my power, nobody will ever feel alone again. And that's how the sisterhood was born. And I really, truly believe that there is an invisible thread that runs through each and every one of us. And we need to support one another. We need to inspire and empower one another. It's so important. And to be part, it's a sisterhood, it's a family. And you're never alone because we've always got your back.
I love that. I love that because I do believe myself that sisterhood is vital to our success. And we all want to feel loved and appreciated and that we matter
mm-hmm.
and that someone hears us. So I love that you have that group. And in that group, I see there's always a lot of love being poured out. So thank you for following your gut and reaching out to the universe and how it came back to you and doing this. Now let's tap into you being, you know, this creative publishing group that you have going on, making your
creative
voice heard.
Publishing.
What is that about?
Yeah. Creative publishing group. It's funny because talk about life in pieces. When you know, I've publishing, I mean, writing has always been part of my solace. It has always been part of my life, even though I never thought that my voice did matter, that people really wanted to hear what I had to say. And I started my career over 30 years ago in publishing. And then, you know, as life goes on and you kind of move to different jobs and different things. And I really wanted to give people a voice. And I think that that's part of my journey, I found my voice. And I wanted to be instrumental in helping others find theirs. So I have created a creative publishing group, and that is for solo authors. And I'm also going to be doing a compilation series called The Sisterhood Chronicles. And so I'm looking for, you know, 15 to 20 authors that want to inspire as well and become published authors. And this will be a compilation series starting with a book called Live Out Loud. Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to inspire not only ourselves, and in some cases writing is cathartic, but we also want to impart our lessons on others because there are many people that go through the same stuff or similar, and they want to know that they can get to the other side.
Absolutely, that they're not alone, that someone has
mm-hmm.
experienced it, and that you can still live in joy. You know, I think a lot of times we go through stuff and we become victims of our circumstances, and there's a way not to be that. There's a way to go ahead and enjoy life because life was meant to live and be enjoyable. So I applaud you for what you're doing, Carol. I love it. I love everything about you. And
Thank you.
Continue on that path.
Well, women need to speak out. Women need to inspire each other, to understand that their voice does matter. You know, how many women message me and say, oh, you know, who's going to be interested in my story? Or who's going to be interested in what, you know, I go through ordinary things. Well, it's not ordinary. It's extraordinary because it happened to you. And it's your life.
Right.
And although we have things that are very similar, everybody comes from a different perspective. And that's
correct.
What makes it extraordinary.
It does. And, you know, if you can listen to your inner self, that's telling you to tell your stories because someone's waiting for you. Someone needs you. Someone needs to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like mm-hmm. you said, so they can have their breakthrough, so they can move on with their life, so they can find the purpose that they're meant to be. So I always believe that we're intertwined together,
mm-hmm.
to me spiritually, and that we're all here to elevate ourselves, and we all
mm-hmm.
need each other. And if we can see that, this world would be such a much better place. Let's get
mm-hmm.
into life in pieces from chaos. I don't know why I kept saying echoes, so please forgive me.
That's okay. It's nice to keep it from chaos to clarity. So
let's talk about
moving
that.
From one end of the spectrum to the other. And because
yes.
when we're in chaos, we don't see that there could possibly be clarity.
It's
we can't see the forest through the trees. And often, you know, we fall deeper and deeper and into despair. And Life in Pieces from Chaos to Clarity, again, I never thought that my story was extraordinary. And in some cases, my story really isn't any different than anybody else's. Growing up in a, physically and emotionally abusive household, many people can identify with that, with no self-worth and no self-esteem, no self-love. And then making decisions, of course, based on that. And, of course, that's many women are in the same boat or can relate. And it's
right,
really
right.
steps. So there's stories it's my life story, but it's not a memoir. I mean, it is Life in Pieces. And there's things that people can identify with. And it goes through the gamut of everything from, you know, how and even about relationships and divorce and dating and communication and then there are also and ways for the reader to actually go and help them go from chaos to clarity.
And let's talk about that. If you can give, I don't know if you have it with you. If not, that's fine. Because we want everybody to, we'll talk about where they can get your book. But if you have a snippet of an insert of your book, of your story, I would love for the audience to kind of grasp so they can get the visual of what you actually went through and what you mean by life in pieces from chaos to clarity.
Well, oh my goodness, there's so many different aspects to that. I know that one thing that many women can identify with is their relationships with their mothers.
Yes, that's good.
So I know that you've read the book, so
I love
I
the
will,
book. So
yeah,
definitely having a relationship with your mom. That's okay. You don't have to. I want people to actually get the book. I read the book, and I am telling you, ladies, it will actually help you grow if you are distant from your mother or you want clarity on that and how you could just kind of work on that. It should inspire you to build your relationship. So that's what I really liked about your truth in your book. You just have so much truth in there, you know. You just told your story the way it was.
Exactly. Well, I truly believe, and people say to me, even when, you know, they're thinking about being part of the Sisterhood Chronicles, I've never written before. Do I need to know how to write? And the answer is no. I truly believe that writing is your soul on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about grammar. Just right. Because that is your soul. That is your unconscious mind talking. So
I'm glad that you said that. Yeah. Because it is true, if you start to critique yourself, or you start, oh, I'm not a great writer, you'll never get your story out. So I'm happy that you're giving that advice, you know, to go on and just start writing first. That's what the editor is there for. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's
so,
it. That's what editors are for. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So here's something that, you know, I mean, there's a few things that I can talk about my mother and say. I can say that for the first 49 years of my life, it was like we were in the Tower of Babel, the story of the Old Testament. We spoke completely different life languages, and neither one of us understood the other. We just didn't get one another. Indifference is not what I experienced with my mother. Mothers and daughters have totally different dynamic than mothers and sons. I ached for her to love me. She just couldn't. I longed for her acceptance all through my childhood, and it never came. Cold, shrill, no hugs, no affection of any kind. Constant criticism. I was starved. Starved from a mother's love actually sounds absurd considering the circumstances of a planned pregnancy and birth. So, I mean, I could, I wanted
good,
my mother
Carol.
To think I was the best, her firstborn, to think I was talented, to acknowledge I was beautiful. No, none of this came. No matter what I did to try and please her, I never measured up. I was too fat, too skinny at times, looked like my dad, not too smart, a failure, not pretty. To her, I clearly wasn't her favorite. Her views about me shaped me into the woman I was to become. Years with much introspection, work, knowledge, poor choices and learning experiences to undo the damage that was created. I felt inconsequential.
Ooh,
so, I mean,
girl.
It goes on and on and on. And
Carol, that's such a good book. I know because I read it. I'm saying it is so good. And I think, you know, that if I think it can bless someone really who has been wounded that way. I related because I was the black sheep and the oldest child and my mom's firstborn. I got it. And it just really helped me grow. So I'm loving that. Carol, tell people how they can get your book and get in touch with you, you know, if they want to write their story, and how can they join the sisterhood, the traveling sisterhood? I mean, we got to let people know.
Okay, awesome. So you can reach me actually through creativepublishinggroup.com, creativepublishinggroup.com. And that'll give you an idea of just the general information about the Traveling Sisterhood and the Sisterhood Chronicles, becoming a solo author. But you can reach me there through contact and email. And the Traveling Sisterhood is a global group. It's a closed group on Facebook. And you can request to join. It's closed because I want people to be able to feel comfortable to interact. I'm Carol Star Taylor on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and the book is available on Amazon.com. It's available Barnes and Noble, Waterstone in the UK. It's available all over the world, and you can always message me, and I also have a website, carolstartaylor.com.
I love it, and I didn't get a chance to talk about the beautiful place that you're from and that you're living in, and that's the UK. Do you want to talk a little bit about
that? No, actually,
I
live in Toronto.
That's right, you're in Canada.
Yes.
How is it there?
Yes, I live in the beautiful city of Toronto, Canada, and It's about, for those of you that don't know, you've never been here, it's about 90 miles, 100 miles away from Buffalo.
Okay.
So it's close. It's very close to the U.S.
Well, I love it, and hopefully, you know, we can merge someday and meet face-to-face. You guys, I haven't met Carol face-to-face, but it's like I've known her forever. I actually want to go to Canada one of these days. So definitely.
Or maybe I'll come to California. How's that?
Hey, girl. Yes, and bring your book so we can get your book sold out here, too. You know, just have like a book signing or something, because I really love your book, Carol. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Giving us also a vivid look into your life. And so that is what I really love, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on to my show. And
if you
could leave anybody with any last encouraging words, what would that be?
You have a voice. You matter. You're never alone. And we always have your back. And the universe has your back.
Absolutely. Be mindful what you guys say out there, to the universe.
Absolutely.
I will give you these imparting words before we close today, and that is, you know, please be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Not only will you maybe the only God someone sees today, you are accountable for every word that comes out of your mouth. It can come back. So let's be positive. Let's be uplifting. Remember that sisterhood is vital to our success. So let's embrace each other and love each other. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And thank you, Carol Starr Taylor, for being on the show. God bless.